This is an interview with Mr. John Rutter for the Youngstown State University Hubbard Bicentennial History by Mrs. William Glazer, recorded at the home of Mrs. Donald Schaefer, his daughter, on Grandview Avenue in Hubbard. The date is February 22nd and the time approximately 4:30 p.m. Mr. Rutter, it's a real pleasure to interview you, as I've known you for at least 50 years, having gone all through school with your daughter, Evelyn, my very good friend. Now, one of the first questions I'd like to ask you is, what do you remember about your parents and your family?
I was born in a company house from the Andrews and Hitchcock. The house was situated closer to the furnace than the other houses. There was a creek that ran alongside the house, and it was very careful to watch that I didn't get down into the creek. And we had a barn on that property, and we had a couple cows and a horse. And of course we had a big garden. We raised practically all of our vegetables, and I guess that's about.
You mentioned you had a barn.
Well, I said the barn. Oh, yeah. I said we had a horse and two cows, and that was about the extent of that, I guess.
And then you said that you moved.
And we moved from the company house to Erie Street. My youngest sister was born in that house on Erie Street. Then we went to the Hubbard schools, and oh, I didn't mention before going to the other school.
Okay.
While I was lived in the company house, we went to Mason City School, and my teacher was Mrs. Sale, and we went there for about a year, and we moved to Hubbard. And I went to the Hubbard School, and Murdy Bailey was my teacher there.
And I don't know. Where was the location of the Hubbard School?
Hubbard School was on School Street and Orchard Avenue, in between the two places. And I might say another thing about the school, we just had one pump.
Oh.
And when we had recess, we'd go out to get a drink. We always have to wait for the 10, you know, for somebody, let's say, next on the 10, you know, maybe there'd be 15 or 20 there waiting to get a drink at this pump. And that schoolhouse had six rooms in it. And of course, the high school was in connection with that. It was five rooms for grades, see, in high school.
You mentioned that Miss Murda Bailey was one of your teachers, was your teacher in grade school.
And she I didn't mention, I guess.
Yes, and she also taught Evelyn, your daughter, and me in grade school. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned about a Mason City school. Now, where was that located, the first one you ever attended?
That was located on Route 7, near a place there.
Janjanian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when you finished high school, when did you what did you decide that you'd like to do?
Well, the first thing is just to get a job, and I was lucky enough to get a job in the laboratory down at the Andrews and Hitchcock, and I worked in the laboratory about 3 years, and then I moved out to foreman around the furnace.
Would you like to tell me anything about your paycheck, for instance?
Oh, when I first started to work, I got 15 cents an hour. After I worked in the laboratory about a year, they raised me to $70 a month. And that was good money them days, we thought.
What were the years like in the decade, say, between the 20s and the 30s that you can recall in particular? I know those would have been your working years, but how long would have been your working day, say?
Well, we worked them days. We worked on two different turns. On day turn, we worked 10 hours. On night turn, we worked 14 hours. And 7 days a week. And the only time we got off was that we had 2 weeks vacation. That was, and what else did you want?
Well, I think that would be very, very much what your typical day would be like. I'm sure at that time you were raising your family, too.
Oh, yes.
And where did you live?
I built my house before I was married on Drummond Avenue. And we lived there all the time. My children went to school, and after they got married. And I sold the place after I retired.
I remember the house well, having visited there mm-hmm. many times, and I particularly remember your beautiful garden and your flowers.
I used to raise a lot of flowers, and of course I had a big vegetable garden. I specialized on dahlias. I had about 14, 15 varieties of dahlias.
What events stand out as rather significant during this period between the 20s and the 30s? I think that you told me that you were on council at that time.
Yeah, I was served on council for about 4 years, and Trigg was the mayor at the time, and Carl Bowers mm-hmm. was the mayor. And there was nothing significant that we got passed, but we wanted to, at that time, to have a swimming pool, but it got turned down, and then we went to, and then we was going to have a electric plant. We talked about having an electric plant, and it turned out that we was making money by buying power from the high in Edison, and so we decided not to do that. At that time, we had about $29,000 in electric fund that was on the profit we made from selling power.
You also mentioned that in the days that you were a young man growing up, the swimming pool probably was not as important as it became to our generation, for example.
No, because the creeks that run through Hubbard. At that time, the water was pure, and we had several places where we swam. Sometimes we dammed up the creek a little bit to make it a little deeper, you know. And, of course, we had an ice pond up on Park Avenue that we used to swim in. It was, and also skate there.
Yes, you mentioned Park Avenue having really a recreational field there, almost a park.
Well, they had a park there. They had a stand there where they had picnics. And I think the biggest event they had there was on the 16th of July when Our Lady of Mount Carmel had fireworks, and they came from all over the country to see those fireworks.
Sort of like our 4th of July celebrations
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I know that you have always been a sports enthusiast, as well as a participant, all through the years, really. And I wondered if you'd like to tell us about your sports experiences, both in high school and out of high school.
Well, when I was in high school, it was a lot different than it is today. We had to buy our own baseball bats and gloves and balls, and same way with basketball. Now, we played baseball on west of the Roosevelt School. And in basketball, we played in the old skating rink, which Bill White's owned. And it was a building probably about 100 feet long and 50 feet wide. And they had the stoves on the one end of the building, and we played basketball on the other end. It was rather cold there. And we had to sell tickets ourselves to get enough money to pay Bill $3 a night for using the building. And sometimes that's pretty hard to do.
And then you mentioned playing football, but not as a school sport.
We had a football team. We didn't have any football team in high school, but I played with the town team, and we went from different towns to play football, Miles and Sharon and Elwood City and several other towns I don't remember just now, but I think we played football. Oh yes, we used to practice on the square in Hubbard at night under the arc lights, you know.
Would you say your team came out with a pretty good record of wins?
Well, when we first started, we got beat pretty bad. We went to Niles one time. I remember the first time we played football. I think some of us had never saw a football game before. And we practiced, and we went to Niles, and we got beat 60-0. But we played them later on in the year, and the score was a whole lot lower. I don't remember just what it was, but I know they only beat us by a few touchdowns.
And did you have to buy your own uniforms?
Oh, yes. We had to buy our own uniform, our own shoes. As a matter of fact, we used to get an old pair of shoes and make cleats and nail them on ourselves for when we played football, because we couldn't afford to buy the shoes.
I know that you've been a very active Kiwanian throughout the years. Do you recall about the year you might have joined Kiwanis?
I don't remember the year, but I was in Kiwanis for 26 years.
Is that right?
26 years.
Do you remember the minstrel shows?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a lot of fun with the minstrel shows, and we gave that up and started having horse shows. We had a lot of fun practicing for the minstrel shows.
Well, I want to thank you very much for your interview this afternoon.
Well, you're welcome.
It's been a real pleasure to visit with you.